There was a wood of young pine trees along the left, east side of the highway to provide a screen for the flanking movement. Company E led the way for the battalion. Company E's first attack in Holland had been to the south, toward Zon and then Eindhoven. The second had been to the east, toward Nuenen. The third had been to the north, into Uden. Now it would be attacking to the west, thus completing the points of the compass. That was the way surrounded troops fight. That was the way the airborne had been trained to fight. Nixon joined Winters to scout the terrain. They found a pathway on the edge of the woods that was solid and firm, providing traction for the tanks. Good enough so far, but the woods ran out 350 meters from the highway, giving way to open ground that provided no cover whatsoever for the final assault. Winters put the company into formation. Scouts out, two columns of men spread out, no bunching up. They got halfway across the field when the Germans opened up with machine gun fire. Everyone hit the ground. Guarnieri and Malarkey got their 60-millimeter mortar into action. Guarnieri called out range and direction. Malarkey worked the mortar. He was the only man in the field at that point who was not flat on his stomach. His first round knocked out a German machine gun post. Winters was shouting orders. He wanted machine guns to go to work. The crews found a slight depression in the ground and set up the gun. They began to lay down a base of fire. Winters spotted a Tiger Royal dug in, hull defileed, on the other side of the road and told the machine gunners to take it under fire. Turning to his right, Winters noticed Nixon examining his helmet, a big smile on his face. A German machine gun bullet from the first burst had gone through the front of his helmet and exited out the side at such an angle that the bullet simply left a burn mark on his forehead. It did not even break the skin. The German fire was too intense. Winters decided to pull the company back to the woods. The process would be to maintain the base of fire from the machine guns while the riflemen backed off the field. When the riflemen reached the woods, they would begin firing to permit the machine gunners to pull back. When Lipton reached Winters on the edge of the woods, Winters told him, "They, the machine gunners, will need more ammo. Get some out there to them." Lipton ran to a Sherman tank. All the tanks were behind the woods, out of sight from the Germans, much to the disgust of the men of Easy. Shermans used 30-caliber machine guns, the same as Easy Company's machine guns. Lipton got four boxes of ammunition from the British. He gave two to Sergeant Talbert and took two himself. They ran out to the machine guns in the middle of the field, which were firing continuously, dropped the boxes, circled around, and ran back to the edge of the field as fast as they could run.